Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
It is an honour to welcome into the studio from the Spirit of Harrogate, aka the home of Slingsby Gin, Marcus Black. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's always nice to have a conversation about gin, in which it's often the case. Of course, people know Slingsby Gin famously for rhubarb. Is that still your most popular?
It is, although the gooseberry is starting to really chase it down. We recently listed in Manchester Airport, which we were delighted about, and the gooseberry is absolutely outselling rhubarb in Manchester.
So, is it?
Maybe it's the fact that it's Yorkshire rhubarb, I don't know. But the gooseberry's being received really, really well.
I haven't had a bottle of that yet. I think I'm going to have to... The summer's
up.
On the way, so you know that I think that should be on the shopping list. But actually today, we're talking less about gin and more about community, about being part of the local high street. What is your take on that?
Well, being part of the Harrogate community is at the core of our whole values as a business. The Slingsby brand, which we're now hoping to take internationally, not just nationally, but internationally, and we rely very much on that backstory of Harrogate and its provenance, particularly around its water, but also its ingredients, things like Rudding Park being involved. So Harrogate is at the core of our backstory, at the core of our brand, and our firm belief, our core values are that we then need to play our full part in that community. So it isn't just about trading on Harrogate's brand name, but it's about putting back into that community and helping to further establish that brand.
And you do that in quite a few ways. I do have a list here in front of me of a whole variety of different ways, and we're going to talk about a few of them. The Local Hero Awards that you do with Stray FM, also there's something on the buses going on.
Yep.
But let's talk first about Harrogate BID. What is it? What's it stands
for? BID stands for Business Improvement District. What it simply is there is a geographical area defined. So in Harrogate BID's case, it's pretty much the centre of Harrogate. And all the businesses in there get an opportunity to work together by dominating a small amount of money each year that has got the whole focus on promoting that area and the retailers and the restaurateurs and the hoteliers that are located within it, or all the other businesses that are located within it. So I suppose taxi firms or something like that. There's a whole range of initiatives that they're considering, but it is very specific to promoting that sort of very central Harrogate area.
And of course, the more people that come in, the more visitors we have, the more businesses will succeed. So it's kind of all very much for the greater good. Yeah. Now, obviously, shopping local is something that's very important to you. If people don't know whereabouts the Spirit of Harrogate is, you're just down the hill from Betty's, right in the town centre, so Montpellier area. How passionate do you feel about shopping local?
Well, we're really, but I'd just like to pick you up on one thing. We like to describe our store now as Betty's is just a few stores up from Spirit of Harrogate.
Oh, I like that. Yes, that's very good.
But no, it's really important to us. So, I mean, see our conversation of earlier, where how important it is to be rooted in the town in which we live and work. But more than anything, the high street is difficult. And we ourselves have experienced, if I look at our footfall between December 17 and December 18, it was down 20%.
Really?
So that even for us, we're seeing a reduction in the number of people visiting the store. I'm very pleased to say that the actual takings per head were higher, so we outperformed December 17. But those people who come out now really want not just a retail thing, but they want an experience, something they can interact with. Because the internet is fantastic, and online ordering of shopping and things, it all makes everything so much easier. But you can't taste, you can't chat with the retail assistant, you can't experience the products and touch and feel them the way that you can when you actually physically come into a store.
The other thing is about buses. Let's talk buses.
Well, listen, we've already touched on, we're really, really proud to be associated with this town. And to be fair, the Harrogate Bus Company, many people, I suspect, certainly myself included, don't appreciate that the electric buses that they've brought in are unique. I think there's only one place in the rest of the world that's using this technology. And
you've been on them yet?
I have, and they're amazing. I mean,
yeah.
The space and the light, I mean, it's a long time since I was on a bus, but they are radically different. And we should be really, really proud. Never mind the fact that it's doing amazing things for the environment, because these things are so much cleaner, but they're also a lot less noisy. And
they've got phone chargers in them, Marcus.
And contactless ones as well.
Yeah.
So they're amazing. And yeah, so the Harrogate Bus Company approached us and said, look, we started this scheme of providing free transport on a Sunday on selected routes. We wonder whether you'd be interested in helping us continue with it. And on lots of levels, we just thought this was a really, really great initiative that will help to generate the economy of Harrogate, particularly the restaurants and the bars. That's where we see the most benefit, so that people can get the bus, leave the car at home, they don't have any worries about drink driving, and so they can enjoy hopefully some of our products as well as other people's, and that they can get to and from on these amazing vehicles, which really are, as I say, unbelievable in comparison to almost anywhere else in the world.
One more thing that is on the horizon, less than a month to go until the Stray FM Local Hero Awards. You sponsor one of the awards, Community. Tell us your involvement in that and why you think that's important, because that's kind of different a little bit from what we've talked about.
Yeah, I mean, this is entirely down to the team here at Stray. I mean, what an amazing evening it is, and everything that you do around that event, we 100% support and endorse and share your values on that. This is celebrating those people who, you know, just quietly go about their fundraising or their giving to the community around them without any sort of, you know, plaudits, without any sort of seeking of praise. They just get about their business, and they're astonishing in what they do. And Harrogate has a huge number of people that do huge amounts of great things for this community. And yeah, we're just proud to be associated, and we've, you know, it's our third year now, and we're delighted.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for being involved. It's really good to get local companies in with the event. It's happening on Wednesday the 8th of May. Marcus, thank you so much for coming in. We'll put lots of details on everything we've talked about, everything that Spirit of Harrogate and Slingsby Gin are doing. We'll pop that onto our website. But thank you so much for coming in. I'm looking forward to Slingsby Sundays.
Not at all. Thank you, Ben.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.